The Climate Change Minister, Penny Wong, well, as we heard there, she's keen to engage the community on climate change policy. The deep consensus she spoke about will also involve one other party. The government is going to have to get the Greens on side if it's to have any chance of getting a new climate change legislation through the Senate. One of the key players is Greens Senator Christine Milne, and she's in our Canberra studio with Lyndall Curtis.
Christine Milne, welcome to AM.
Thank you.
The government's saying that the CPRS, its emissions trading scheme, will be the basis for these discussions. Is that the right foot to start this conversation off on?
No, it's not. I mean, they're talking about wanting to build a national consensus. The thing that broke a national consensus on action on climate change was the government's CPRS, and it was the government's deal with the coalition to brown it down even further with completely unjustified massive increases in compensation to the coal industry that drove the community away. So this is not the way to go. This is a complete failure in leadership from the Prime Minister. We are having an election right now for a citizens' representative group, the federal parliament. If Julia Gillard is committed to action on climate change, then she can work with the Greens in balance of power in the Senate to get a carbon price immediately after the election. That's what she should be doing. Instead of that, she has made a decision not to have a carbon price until after 2013, in effect, Labor's potential third term in government, and she's trying to dredge up an excuse for that delay. It's a complete cop-out.
But if she does manage to build a community consensus by taking the matter directly to the people, letting them have a say, won't that drive your vote? Won't you have to listen as well?
The Greens have been listening to the scientists on climate change for a long time and the community. Everywhere I go, people say, for goodness sake, get on with it and take action on climate change. The scientists are saying, while all this talk is going on, global warming is marching on relentlessly. We are in the hottest year ever. We don't have time for Julia Gillard to use community consensus as an excuse for failing to take on emissions. She doesn't want to take on the coal miners. She doesn't want to take on the big generators. This is purely an excuse for inaction. What is she going to say to the Australian people if the Greens get the balance of power in the Senate after this election? That she won't take action because she doesn't want to preempt the community? That is an excuse. The community wants action. Let's have it now. The Greens have got a plan. The Greens have got leadership. Let's go with it, Julia Gillard.
So are you saying even if this citizens' assembly comes up with a consensus, that you will oppose anything that looks like the CPRS?
The Greens are committed to a price on carbon. We have a policy supporting emissions trading. The CPRS was not an emissions trading scheme with any kind of integrity by the time the government and the coalition had finished with it, because they'd completely muted a lot of the ways that a mechanism works. So we support emissions trading, but in the interim we've said, let's go with a carbon tax. Let's put on a carbon price. We're ready to do that right now, and we will also put in place the architecture for an emissions trading scheme. We're not opposed to community consultation. We're not opposed to a price on carbon. In fact, that is our policy. We want to do it right now. We want leadership. What we're dealing with is a Prime Minister who is copping out, who is searching for an excuse not to bring in a price on carbon in this term of government.
Christine Milne, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Green Senator Christine Milne in our Canberra studio with our Chief Political Correspondent, Lyndall Curtis.